on the hour throughout the day. Here's your KX93.5 news. Attorneys for school board member Dee Perry filed a lawsuit claiming she's been circumvented from properly representing her constituents and her civil rights were violated. The lawsuit names Lagunabeach Unified School District Superintendent Jason Valoria, board members Jan Vickers and Peggy Wolf. Also, James Kelly was named as a defendant and requests for judgments against them. Perry is asking for a permanent injunction restraining the defendants from prohibiting her from speaking to constituents. Also in the news, the City Council tomorrow will be updated on the prolonged revisions to the downtown specific plan that determines the look and feel of the downtown as well as its development. Revisions to the original plan were approved by the council in 2012. Since then, about 30 council and planning commission meetings have been held, not to mention a walking tour of the downtown, workshops and interviews of stakeholders, business owners, and the participation of an ad hoc committee. There have been rumblings of discontent with revisions to the parking component of the plan, which reduces the required number of spaces. And finally, the Lagunabeach Police Department is accepting applications for the upcoming Citizens Police Academy. The academy starts on Thursday, January 16th, and will meet from 6 to 9:30 p.m. for 12 weeks. The Citizens Police Academy is a non-stress course designed to provide community members with a better understanding of the Lagunabeach Police Department operations and to help foster better communications between police personnel and citizens. And that's your news for Monday. Now back to Generational Alt-Rock on KX93.5.